Karen, Zoe, Tom, starting with Zoe.
I hate being the guy to break the bad news. Your souls aren't cute. They're not ideal. I don't know what else to say. I would give these souls 6 at the highest. If I was grading them, they would get a D. I'll be moving on to her. Souls in this picture, they're actually getting a 4. I see crust. I see flakes that could possibly fall off. Arches, I would give like a 6 kind of arch. Nothing too major. Age, wear and tear, da 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 da. We're going to go into her toes. Hopefully, she can redeem herself. These pictures right here do look pretty good. Foot is trimmed. Nails are looking cleanly polished, clean overall. Overall, I'll give her toes right here 8. I would give her overall foot 6.7. It's because of souls, man. The souls, they brought it down so much. Like, I'm just gonna give her the rating I gave her and move on to Karen Gilligan, otherwise known as Nebula, the mean one, the one who's always mad. We're gonna go ahead and rate her arches first. Nothing too crazy. She's not looking like a McDonald's U or the Golden Gate Bridge or anything. She's worthy of at least a C, but I think she's better than that. I'll give her 8.7 when it comes to her arches.
Don't ever question my foot rating capabilities, because like, I've done this so many times at this point.
No calluses, not too much evidence of crust. You can tell when a sole looks soft. This sole right here, I would give it a 7. Let's maybe try and find Uno Mas, because guess what, guys? Nobody has a perfect foot. We'll be searching for that for the rest of our life. That's okay, because it's about all the feet that we see on the way there. So right here, overall a 7, nothing special. And now, Nebula's toes. Imagine if her toes were just, like, completely blue. Overall, her foot does look a bit skinnier. Toes, a bit skinnier. Second toe hits a hard 90-degree drop down like it's going out of half pipe. It's trying to run away from the big toe. I'm not trying to make fun of anybody's feet. I'm just saying what I see. Maybe I got a bad angle. Look, if you know me, then you know that
I don't lie when it comes to feet, okay? I'm not gonna tell you that you have cute feet when you have fucking biscuits.
If you have ugly feet, I'm gonna tell you. It's kind of leaking over into the cuticle a little bit. I will give Karen's toes right here 7.3. I'm just gonna call it that. I can't force myself to like someone's feet, okay? Last but not least, Palm, otherwise known as Mantis in Guardians of the Galaxy. And honestly, she has some pretty cute feet. Decently long toes. I know in the past I've said that I don't really like long toes, but it really is a person-to-person type of thing. Whose foot fits the body type better? If I were to throw my kid down her arch, would he slide down that thing?
Probably.
That's a good reason to give her arch a 10. 10 out of 10. For Palm Mantis's arch. I didn't tell you guys, but we do have one more person in this video. We're just going to go straight to the toes, too. So, stick around. On to Palm's souls. Let me cook. I'll give Palm souls right here. I'll give him like a 9, okay? She has like a long foot, yet it's not stretched out as well. I don't know. She has a nice looking foot. That's why I saved her for last. I'll give Palm souls a 9. And we're just gonna go to her toes. So bam, you know, I wanted to bless you guys. Toes for Palm, these toes for me, guys, I'm gonna give these toes a 9.7 because this picture just really does them justice. And if I were to see the toes on this day in this setting, I would have probably lost myself, okay? Maybe not, but I digress. 9.7 out of 10 toes for Palm, otherwise known as Mantis from Guardians of the Galaxy. Elizabeth Deckaby toes, everybody. Read it and weep. Honestly, subscribe if you like feet.